With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. State appropriators meet today to craft a legislative package to spend what's left of roughly $1.25 billion in coronavirus relief money. About $750 million remains unspent, but as SDPB's Elise Trubinger reports, the state has put that money to use.
The state received the stimulus money in April. While it waited for the Treasury Department guidance on how to spend it, the money was placed into a cash flow portfolio. It was invested. Since April, interest from that $1.25 billion has generated $4.7 million for the state. Mark Kwasny is the state economist for the South Dakota Bureau of Finance and Management. He says Treasury guidance states that interest money raised can get put into the general fund and spent how the state sees fit.
Depending on how the money is managed and utilized, that the interest does not have to be used in the same way as the actual fund itself, and so that interest could then be used by the states.
Kwasny says they got a slightly better return on the cash as opposed to having it sit around in a savings or checking account. Governor Kristi Noem is calling for a special legislative session on Monday, October 5th. Lawmakers will consider proposals on how to spend the remaining dollars. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
Two neighboring school districts in central South Dakota are adding mask requirements after COVID-19 cases moved classes online. District leaders say they're ready to adapt, but need the community's help to keep kids in school. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Fort Pierre Elementary, Middle, and High School moved to online learning last week. On SDPB's In the Moment program, Stanley County Superintendent Daniel Hoy says a shortage of substitute teachers drove the move.
So you have a small pool of applicants or a small pool of individuals that can fulfill the need, but there's a significant demand for them now.
Superintendent Hoy says masks are now required when students return on Thursday.
It's a realization and an attempt to attend to not only taking care of ourselves and our own health, but the health of those around us.
On the other side of the Missouri River, the Pierre School District is making a similar move. Pierre Superintendent Kelly Gloat says masks are now required in the middle and high schools.
And then we also clarified some things about extracurriculars and how we're spacing people out at those and the requirement for students of all ages to wear masks if they plan to attend an extracurricular.
The Pierre School District is changing how it reports COVID-19 cases. At first, it reported cases district-wide, but it now reports cases in each building.
I think it's just better and more transparent for the community to see to see exactly what the picture is.
As both school districts adapt to this year's challenges, Gloat says it's everyone's responsibility to limit their exposure to illness.
Students are only in school so long, and what they're doing after hours or what their parents or other community members choose to do that might expose them does nothing but continue to spread the virus in our community.
Stanley County Superintendent Hoy agrees. He says keeping kids in the classroom will help make this unusual year a success. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
The University of South Dakota is offering free COVID-19 testing for randomly selected students, faculty, and staff. The Department of Health is paying for the testing to help track the spread of the virus. A statement from the university says the campus population is divided into cohorts of people who spend time together. Each week, the university will randomly select asymptomatic people in each cohort. Testing is voluntary for those selected. Kevin O'Kelly is head of USD's COVID-19 case management team. In a statement, he says more data will help the campus be more proactive in limiting the spread of the coronavirus. He says that will ensure classes continue on campus until Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving, all public university students will take final exams online.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.